Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York judge has forced a university to recognize an anti-Israel group. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, on the one hand, it's understandable from a constitutional standpoint. But on the other hand, it's really a tragedy. In this case, Fordham University is in the Bronx, and this judge now said that it must recognize a chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine as a university-approved club after declining to do so in 2016. That's according to the judge's ruling. Following the ruling, the school said that it would review the decision and consider its next step. The lawsuit, Holly, was filed in 2017 in response to the university refusing to include the Students for Justice in Palestine as a sanctioned student organization, despite the school government voting otherwise. The student government voted to allow it, but the school said no. And there was a lawsuit that ultimately ensued, and this student group prevailed. So they're going to be meeting on campus, but not just meeting. They will be required to be a university-approved club, which means they have access to all the facilities, perhaps even funding.
So this club is known to be anti-Israel, promotes BDS, which is boycott, divest, and sanctions movement against the Jewish state, and hosting apartheid week on campuses with an apartheid wall, despite the fact that all Israelis are treated equally under the law and that Palestinians remain under control of Palestinian Authority. Now, is this something we want to be teaching our college students? I mean, we're dealing with this kind of nonsense in our legislators right now, and now we're putting this on college campuses?
Well, the Fordham Dean of Students, Keith Eldridge, stated in the university's 2016 decision that, quote, while students are encouraged to promote diverse political points of view, and we encourage conversation and debate on all topics, I cannot support an organization whose sole purpose is advocating political goals of a specific group and against a specific country when these goals clearly conflict with and run contrary to the mission and values of the university. Close quote. Good for him. And so this Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, it has been known for some years as a very radical group. And there's suggestions, and we don't have time to go through all this, in terms of its origin. A lot of these have some connection with different pro-Islamic jihadist kinds of groups. The Mother of All, the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, has spawned many of these organizations, and many of them are connected one way or another, or they associate or affiliate, or they certainly work together with one another. Well, the Students for Justice in Palestine has been a very radical group on campus. This is a group that supports BDS. Now, BDS is the Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions movement against Israel. And they actually push this, Holly. They call what's happening in Israel apartheid. They call it an apartheid state. And they don't say anything against the Palestinian Authority. They don't say anything against Hamas, a recognized terrorist organization. The BDS movement is designed to literally destroy Israel, wipe it out, so that no one in the world has any economic interaction with it, and to ultimately destroy the Jewish people. What they ultimately have as their goal is to change the map so that it's all called Palestine, so that it's all under a caliphate, an Islamic-controlled legal system, and that the Jews are gone, that they're just simply gone. That's really what is part of this movement. And this is what one of the things that this Students for Justice in Palestine supports.
Well, and then apparently on other campuses, this SJP chapters, they preach delegitimization of Israel and marginalize Zionist and Jewish students. So is that really giving them equal voice if they are, you know, abusing other students?
Well, it doesn't, especially when they're advocating violence against them. And that's really what happens. Now, the interesting thing, when I began, it says it's understandable from a constitutional standpoint. Here's the wrinkle that's not understandable. Fordham University is not a public university. If it were a public university, the First Amendment actually applies.
Mm.
And obviously, you have to provide equal access. We've had to litigate, and others have had to litigate, equal access on college campuses for Christian organizations that have been censored. But this is a private organization. This is a private university. And it decided to stand up against this national bullying organization.
Mm, good for them.
So I really question how this judge can come to the conclusion that a private university has to include an organization with which it disagrees. If Fordham has to do that, then what about other Christian universities and colleges around the country? They're able to set their own parameter and provide access to whom they desire, consistent with their mission and values. Judges don't have the right to force these organizations onto private campuses. Fordham is not a public university, and it doesn't really matter whether or not these students go there and they get federal student loans. That is not the university. The choice of the students is the one to go to a particular university and to have these student loans. That doesn't make that private university a public university subject to the First Amendment. So I hope that, in fact, this school continues to litigate it. Now, the other interesting thing is that this lawsuit was brought by the Center for Constitutional Rights. Now, what is that group? That group is located at 666. That's the actual street number in New York. That's the street number. The address is 666 and then the rest of the name of the street. That organization was the organization that represented the lawsuit of the case of the Ugandans, this Ugandan pro-homosexual organization against Pastor Scott Lively. That was the same organization that wanted to punish him and silence him for speaking out on LGBT issues and abortion in Uganda. Twice he was there, and they wanted to punish him and silence him. Fortunately, after years of litigation, we won that case. It's also the same group that has filed lawsuits against people within the Israeli government, trying to get new precedent set that they are committing crimes against humanity. Why? Because they call them an occupier, they call them an apartheid state, they've tried to get them banned from international travel. This group also, we found when we were litigating them, was in part funded. I don't know if they still are today, but they certainly were when we were on the other side of this group, by guess who? George Soros. You got that right. George Soros. So this is a very anti-Israel, anti-Semitic agenda that ultimately is behind this Students for Justice in Palestine. Here's the other thing. I was just talking to my wife, Anita, because of a trip that we are involved in Israel. We are doing an exploratory trip for a week in Israel to explore new sites for people on a second-tier trip. So someone who's already gone to Israel before with one of our programs, they could go on a second-tier trip, where that trip would include some of the biblical sites, but also all the important spiritual sites, historical sites, but then add a few unique sites that most tourists don't go to. And here's one site that we can't go to. And it's the place of the historic, traditional, we don't know for 100%, but it's in the general area, of Joseph's tomb, Nablus. Well, you can't go there.
Why not?
Because it's under the Arab-Muslim control. It's called Zone A, and you just can't go there. And, of course, we don't take trips to Bethlehem because during the Clinton years, that was given over to the Palestinian Authority. Mm. Can you go in there as an individual? Yes, and come out, yes, but we can't guarantee the kind of safety that we're comfortable with going into Bethlehem, so we're not able to go there. You don't go into Jericho for that same reason. Certainly you don't go into Ramallah, and obviously you would be crazy to go into Gaza. That was the place where the Philistines were located when the children of Israel came into the Promised Land. So there's certain places. Israel's a small country, certain places where you just are not able to go. And imagine that. How would we tolerate that in our own country if there were places of no-go? Why? Because Arab Muslims want to control that, and it would be dangerous to go there. We wouldn't tolerate that for a moment. We need to stand with Israel, and I encourage you to do so. For more information, go to our covenantjourney.org website. That's covenantjourney.org website. And also our Christians in Defense of Israel website, cidisrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.